Central Michigan and the world.
18 after, moving quickly. We're going to go straight to Joe in Grand Rapids on the Common Sense Hotline. Joe, welcome to it.
Yeah, we here in Michigan need to make our laws regarding recounts a little harder. If it's obvious fraud or it's like, you know, you're within a few hundred votes, that's one thing. But this is ridiculous. She needs to pay for this out of her pocket if she wants a recount. She's an oddball, goofball, third-party candidate. She wasn't even on the ballot in all 50 states, I don't believe.
And we're going to put the bill, Joe. You're right. We need to change it. We need to make it more expensive for sure. Tomas in Grand Rapids, before we get to our next guest. Tomas, what's on your mind?
I say do the recount. It will uncover the fraud in Madison, in Philly, and in Detroit. It'd be the best thing we could possibly do. Do it, baby.
Well, all right.
That's my Christmas present.
There's one way to look at it. Plus, you can all sit back and enjoy another Donald Trump win. There is that. You can enjoy Donald Trump winning all over again. My good friend Michael Dougherty, senior writer for Cyber Defense, board member at Snoop Wall, joining us now. Michael, welcome back.
I'm so impressed you have a broad rainbow of listeners there.
Well, I do. And then I've got you. Good Lord.
Yeah. Good morning.
Okay, well, welcome to it. First of all, congratulations to your good friend Daryl Issa, finally being certified as the winner by about 5,000 votes in his congressional seat in California.
Yeah, that was the fun of write-in ballots in two counties when they had no idea how many of those write-ins were for his district. So he had an agonizing couple months. But I was at I was with him a week ago Tuesday, and he was very confident the whole time.
Yeah.
Although he would say a bit obsessed over it.
Yeah, I would think. You know, yeah, I'm pretty sure we've won, but you know, pretty sure and knowing damn well is a different thing.
That's exactly. That's great news. What people don't understand how much he does for the country, because he really isn't. He doesn't. It would sound like bragging what this guy does, and what he does that so many people don't do is he puts his neck on the line, his own personal neck on the line against his own Republican leadership when he was on oversight. I mean, he really took a lot of heat, and if you look back on it, we probably wouldn't have had the election we had it not been for ISA exposing the IRS and Benghazi and all these other things. I mean, you're not going to see Jason Chaffetz do that.
Well, you know, he's a rookie. He might grow into it, but he's no Daryl Issa at this point. That's for sure.
Right.
That is a certain, because Issa knew how to run those committees and how to do the investigation. That is clear. Let me ask you about a couple of things. Let me ask you about this bizarre Jill Stein recount, which, by the way, could cost Michigan taxpayers $5 million or more, because in Michigan, we don't have the same deal as Wisconsin. Wisconsin makes them pay for the whole thing. In Michigan, we only have to pay $125 per precinct, which comes out to about $790,000. Wisconsin's already determined it's going to cost $3.5 million for their recount, and Jill Stein has to put that money up today. So if you extrapolate that out, it'll cost more than $5 million in Michigan, of which the majority is paid by the counties and the taxpayers. Isn't that obscene?
It is obscene, so I guess hopefully you'll have your legislators closing that loophole immediately, and so that this never happens again. But, you know, it's always painful to watch Democrat and left people in action. But it's, you know, what impact? This is kind of like that Obamacare invoice. See, this is what happens when you've got these people that think the government owes them everything, and they don't really see their own money. It's like other people's money, they're so generous. The irony is their own money, they're such skinflints. it's real. Have you ever noticed that? It's true.
I just haven't heard that word in a long time. I'm pleased with the use of the word skinflint.
Well, it's true. They just have this. So you're seeing. I'm so glad she showed how crazy she was after the election, because that would have been the shortest road for Hillary winning Michigan, because she would have had no one voting for her.
Well, that's right, and she got, let's do the math here. Donald Trump won by 10,704 votes, and Jill Stein got 51,000 votes in Michigan. Let's say,
Yeah, this is, you know, you can't change stinking thinking, and we're just lucky she exposed this now.
So no, enough. Now, let me throw a couple things at you here. Let's start with this. Mitt Romney, back for another dinner with President-elect Donald Trump tonight. I actually am okay with it. People have gone crazy on the right. They think it's horrible. Mitt Romney said terrible things about him. My opinion is it shows that Donald Trump can bury the hatchet. And I think it takes a rhino of sorts to be the Secretary of State, to be that person that can kind of play that diplomat role, much like Mitt Romney's father was a diplomat. I don't think it's a terrible choice. What say you?
I don't think it's a terrible choice either, because it kind of makes sense because he's all image. I find it a little funny that and sad. If Mitt would have like fallen a sword and gotten mouthy in the microphone about Obama in 2012, like he did with Trump, he'd be president. He's got incredibly bad timing. And I don't know if it's the consultants around him or who's telling him to go for it, but. You know, why didn't I see that type of moral outrage with Obama? He did it one time, and he would have kept it going. So, but he is very, his image is very good. He's very dignified. He's very smart. And if we just purge and peel away all these business consultants away from him, he would be fine. I actually think that Petraeus is awesome, and I think John Bolton would be my number one choice, but I guess that's not happening.
See, to me, Bolton's a little trigger happy. Petraeus would be a fine choice. I'm okay with that. Well, what about this guy, Tom Price of Georgia for Health and Human Services?
I've known Tom Price for a long time. I worked in the same hospital as Price did. He is fantastic.
Orthopedic surgeon.
Yes. I mean, because here's the thing about Tom. He knows Congress. He knows politics. He knows medicine. He knows patients.
And he hates Obamacare.
Well, because he knows patients. And he knows medicine, and he knows the reality, not this theory. And he knew about the reality, like all of us that worked in medicine before. These people that go, well, we're just going to have the poor not coming through our door anymore, so you're a terrible person if you don't like it, don't understand that that's not what it was about. And that's also, by the way, not what happened.
Yeah.
And we basically tripled everyone's price, gave them catastrophic care, reduced the effectiveness and quality of care, in a rapid amount of time. I mean, the amount of destruction Obama did to medicine is breathtaking in a short amount of time. And he'll be able to turn it around very well. I don't think he's going to like this job.
Probably not.
But he's such a patriot, he's going to do a great job.
Man, you got a lot in a short period of time, Doherty, as you always do. But that's all we got, my friend. I got to run.
All right, man.
Peace.